Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
I think we're both kind of in like catch up from crazy 2023 mode at this point.
Yeah, oh for sure.
Trying
yeah.
to just knock out all of the random stuff that we picked up in December, didn't get to or whatever. So we both, I didn't even know you got this. I like literally texted you like, oh, Two Worlds into Mario Wonder, it's super fun. You're like, not feeling it. Like, I didn't even know you bought this, so...
Yeah, well, Mario movie's a topic in our house, and I was like, this is a good excuse to buy a Mario game, even though I have, like, three other ones I'm probably going to play. And he's like, let's watch Mario. And I was like, there's a new one. That I could have played Mario Odyssey again. I don't know why I got that. I heard the new one was good.
It is. So...
Sure.
to get into this, Mario Wonder is the new 2D Mario game, almost in the vein of the new Super Mario Bros. Look, but infinitely better in every possible way.
Yeah. Really similar to Odyssey. I felt like it was kind of in tune with Odyssey.
It very much felt like they kind of, this is the Odyssey of 2D Mario.
Yeah.
I think Odyssey did a lot of things with 3D Mario that were kind of new and innovative and felt cool and felt unique and kind of came out of nowhere. This does the same thing in 2D Mario. So kind of the twist on this, because of course every new Mario needs some kind of twist, is... you go into a brand new flower kingdom, and of course Bowser shows up, bad things happen. Bowser weirdly turns into a big-ass floating castle,
which is kind of fun.
Yeah. And you have to go stop Bowser because Mario. It's a Mario game. But in this new world, there are these things called Wonder Flowers. And basically, they show up in each stage, and when you hit them, just all hell breaks loose, is essentially what happens. Like, there's some cool twist on it, there's some cool play on the theme of the level, and that's kind of the newness of Mario Wonder. Outside of that, it is your 2D normal Mario, couple new power-ups. There's a bubble power-up, which I didn't really find super entertaining until the last dungeon, the last couple levels. I found that came in a little bit more handy than it did before, but other than that, whatever. And then there's the screw cap where you can like drill into the ground, which is just fun to play with.
Yeah, screw cap is pretty fun.
They did some fun puzzles with it, and I'm not sure. I guess just to clarify, I finished the game, went back, played a little bit. Doug is half, two-thirds-ish of the way through World 4, I think.
Yeah. So about two-thirds of the way through.
So, but screw cap, again, like I think the cool thing with that was that you could jump on the ceiling, and there's some cool like hidden objects and ways that they use that for puzzles with the screw
cap. Yeah. I think this game has some cool ideas when it's doing something unique, but can I go hard in it for a second or no?
No, we're going to... No.
Okay, you finish your thing and then I'll do mine.
Okay, yeah. So we'll go... If you jump to 3 minutes from now, if you want to hear Doug tear this game apart, I find this game to be incredibly fun. It's one of those games where I think it's just... It is put a smile on your face... for 25-30 minutes, the game. Just sit down, play for a half hour, you're gonna have a good time. It is not difficult. It's a 2D Mario game, you get what you get, but the animations in this are just so clever and so fun, like jumping in and out of warp pipes, like you go flying down like a conveyor belt, Mario's hat's like whipping in the air. Just the way they've animated this and brought this world to life is so cool, so unique. The talking flowers all the way through there, it's like, did you miss something? Like, there's snarky ones, there's like helpful ones. It's just, it's a very fun, well-designed, well-presented world.
Yeah, I thought the animations were top-notch. I actually thought, like, there's a lot of personality in the characters that you didn't really see in the 2D games, at least. It's like, actually, coming off of Mario RPG, it's kind of interesting seeing, like, the dichotomy between, like, traditional Mario games and Mario RPG. But I love the animations. I think the animations, like, give the characters character that they are typically missing from the 2D games. I think the 3D games usually do a better job of that, but the 2D ones, it's kind of been missing for a long time. Yeah, the animations look incredible just throughout, on like all the enemies, all the things. And it just like, it plays so well, which I can really appreciate,
Mario, I think every Mario game, if nothing else is said about a 2D Mario game, is it is controlled well, it feels good.
Yeah,
I feel like there is no Mario game I can point to that doesn't feel good, and this continues that. The twists on it are where I want to spend a second before Doug goes off.
sure. Actually, you don't know what I don't like about the game.
I have no idea. I just know that you don't like it for some reason, and that's stupid. but anyway, the badges. So you earn badges as you go through. that give you different powers. Most of them involve jumping, and some of them are like support powers, which I thought was kind of fun. Like if you die mid level, it'll instantly start you with like a super mushroom, so you're Big Mario. But like it'll change your jump, so you can do the three jumps timing, get the bonus. You can do a float jump, kind of like Yoshi traditionally does, where he like kicks his leg and kind of floats up there. You can do all these different things, and there's maybe, I don't remember how many. I think there are, I felt like about 20 different badges.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
That you can play with. And it does a cool job of just kind of changing the way that you think about levels, especially because some of the levels are very clearly have points where it's like, oh, if I had one of these badges, I could get up there, or I could get over there. I could get the secret. Encourages some replayability there. I just thought it was kind of like an interesting way, because it's almost like you get a Mario loadout, essentially, to how you want Mario to play now. Which, again, something that Mario has never had before. It's like, okay, I get a little bit, nothing to completely overhaul the experience, but something to just kind of let me tweak how I want to play. Because there was definitely like one or two badges that I liked the way the jump handled better. That I kind of like just stuck with through the whole game.
Yeah, I like the badge system a lot. I think like the best part of that game were actually the badge only levels, the ones where like they had
those specific are so much fun.
Badge were really, really well done. And like every level, because you could have any badge, I didn't feel like the badges, they're designed to not matter so much, so you can't have the wrong badge in a level. Sure. I do wish though they are more explicit in like which badges lean to certain levels, because there are 30 badges. It'd be kind of good to have an idea of like, this is the one you might like suggested badge for this level, instead of kind of like going through level going, oh, I should have had that badge, and then replaying through it. I did like the badge system. I thought that was really slick. But especially like those badge only levels where they like, really push that one thing really hard, were so fun and usually pretty difficult, which I really liked.
Yeah. And especially as you go through, cause there would be, I think there were two for each badge. And the first one is kind of your introduction, just your basics. Then you'd go, you know, maybe an hour or two later, you'd find the second one. It's like, okay, no. This is like, you need to time it perfectly, or you need to make sure you know exactly how far you can get. You start getting at all those cool platform elements that I thought added a good difficulty.
Yeah.
I actually didn't have this on my list, but those little like knockout levels I thought were very cool twists. Like there's like just relax levels where it's like, oh yeah, you just jump in and like you just kind of run around a square grid, grab your coins, and you kick you out.
Oh, the little music ones. Yeah. And they play, then they like teach you how to play a Mario song. Yeah, it's very like that. Yeah.
Or there's like just like almost battle arena levels where it's like, okay, you've got your one flower power up, or you pick one of your four power ups. I always went with the flower one, and then okay, go through four levels with three different types of enemies, kill these seven, kill these six, kill these five, get your flower there. Just again, kind of another cool switch up to it. Where we need to focus are the wonder moments, because these things are stupid fun. Is this where your problem is?
Actually, this is where my problem is. You can explain the wonder. No, and I this is a Doug problem. Okay, you explain the what. Okay, I'll explain the wonder moments, and I won't be negative, but I'll get into the negative of why. So a wonder moment is cool. It's like when you're halfway through a level, you grab a wonder seed, and all of a sudden the gameplay drastically changes.
Yep.
A lot of times it'll be like Mario will suddenly have the ability of an enemy that you've been in like that level, or they'll turn it upside down, or they do a lot of like cool mechanical stuff.
There's cool top-down levels. There's ones where you get like just, you've got like a cool jumping puzzle, but you have like infinite, or you've got the like the superstar, so you can just run through everything, but they're cool jumping.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So my problem with a lot of those levels is it feels like Mario Wonder doesn't have a lot of its own ideas. It feels like, oh, Nintendo just played a bunch of other platformers.
Oh, for sure.
That's the thing. It's just like, so it felt like, oh, I'm just playing their version of Super Meat Boy. I'm playing their version of Celeste. Celeste is like directly referenced like a few times in this game. And that's the thing. The thing I felt like, it's like, oh, Mario Wonder is doing all these cool original things. It's like, it just kind of feels like Mario Wonder is just kind of like sucking up ideas from other ones and doesn't have a lot of its own ideas.
Yeah.
And I think the one that like really, and it just feels like, oh, it's like, it's that Nintendo magic. It's like, of all the Nintendo games I've played, like Odyssey, I think is a lot of Nintendo magic. This just felt like, it didn't even feel homage-y. It just feels like, let's take that. I think the Celeste stuff kind of felt like homage-y, but a lot of it just felt like everyone's like, oh, they have all these cool ideas. So for example, like there's a really cool one that people love to reference. And I think it's a neat moment if you haven't played a lot of games. It's the one where it's like the monsters sing. I was like, oh, that's really cool. If you play Loco Roco, that's like the whole game.
That's this whole game, yeah.
That's the whole game. And then it's like they have like these cool jumping ones. There's like one that there's a cool where like you're like a blob guy and you're crawling on ceilings, and like I can't remember specifically which but there's a platform where you play as a blob crawling on. And I think that's just the thing that like constantly annoyed me in this game. It's like these were cool moments if you haven't played any of these games, but it just felt like it feels like 2D platforming is kind of topped off. Like we're out of ideas was my thought when I was like playing any of those ones. There was like a handful of cool, unique ones that were, I think were like unique to Mario Wonder. But to me, it's like, oh, 2D platforming's over. Like these are all the ideas. We use them. And then it just feels like that's what I felt. I was like, the 2D platforming can't get better than this. Like if we're going just to start taking people's others' ideas, then in Mario is always like, here's the cool new platforming idea. It's like, oh, Mario's out of ideas now. And that's just kind of how I felt. Even like, even though it's super well executed, if you haven't played those games and done those mechanics before, I'm sure that's super exciting. I think you like it because you're like, oh, it's homage. Like you like it that it's homaging these things.
Yeah, there's here's Rayman. Here's da da da. Here's yeah.
And I just feel like the Nintendo magic was like totally sapped out in all those moments. And that's just the game, like throughout.
I agree with you, because it is. It is very much that like it's that weird line of like, is this like an homage? Is this parody? Is this influenced by? Like, to what level are we just straight up stealing? Like, where are we at on that scale of, you know, parody to stealing to influence to just ripping off? The thing that I'm gonna go with this is, they're fun. Like, yes, did this in Loco Roco. I did it for like 5 hours in Loco Roco. I did it for 48 seconds in Mario Wonder. I was like, ooh, that was a fun little neat mechanic. I might never see that little mechanic again. Okay, cool. Yeah. Next level. What cool ramp? Oh, okay. This one has singing monsters. This is fun and goofy. Oh, this one I can crawl on the ceiling. This one, I'm playing a top-down Mario. This is fun. Oh, okay. This one I'm jumping all over the place, kind of Super Meat Boy-esque. And to me, it felt more like Mario taking all of these ideas that have been there and kind of just making this total package of like, we took the fun.
Sure.
We played all these games too. Yeah. 2D platformers. Many people are over them. Many people think we're done. Super Nintendo. We peaked, whatever. It's fine. But there've been a lot of new ideas that we as Mario haven't played with. How can we put a little bit of a Mario spin on that? How can we put Mario into that situation? What weird power up, a weird thing. And I think this is honestly, and again, this is why I don't feel like I want to give out, but I don't do scores or any of that kind of bullshit, because literally to me, those moments were fun. And in a Mario game, I'm not sitting here going, but in, you know, that one time in Celeste had a little bit of a more of an emotional impact, and I think that's not quite as, I had a blast every time one of these stupid things happened. I replayed levels because I was pissed that I didn't get the stupid Wonder Seed. I went back to replay them because I wanted to see what happened. And yes, there are all those things you said, but ultimately it's a Mario game. I am here just for some dumb fun for 5 to 10 hours. And that's what I got. And Mario Wonder was the pinnacle of that in my mind.
I just expect more from Mario to have new ideas. Like Mario Odyssey to me is like mind-blowingly cool and crazy. And they called this new one Mario Wonder. So I just thought it would have that sort of like, we're coming with a bunch of crazy new ideas. And it just felt like we're just pulling a bunch of other ideas from other people. Like that's all I felt. I felt like there was like almost no new, I would say almost like 80% of the mechanics like like something I'd played before. And it was like a lot. And that's why I was just like, and I don't know, maybe it's like, and that's where I was just kind of like, I think that was it. I think if this is supposed to be analogous to Mario Odyssey, it needed to have something that would push the genre forward, and it just to me just kind of felt really stagnant.
But I don't think it was supposed to, like Mario Odyssey was the showpiece thing. Like Mario Odyssey we built up for years. 3D Marios do not come around that often. 2D Mario is like, when was the last 2D Mario? Like a couple years ago? Like
No, last one was New Super Mario Brothers 2 for 3DS.
Okay, well, retract that point really quick.
it's been a really long time. And the game's called Wonder. So you know what I mean? But it's like you're setting me up to be like new exciting things.
But again, I think to me the thing is like if you look at like New Super Mario Brothers, those games are the most baseline Mario games you can possibly imagine. Going from
Suck in a different way.
Yeah,
I don't think Mario Wonder sucks, but those are just like
those are very much those are very bad games.
Right. Yeah.
But again, I think to me it's like the I don't know. I feel like, and again, this is probably like just a horrible take to have, thinking critically about a Mario game is wrong. Mario, I measure in how well it is and how much fun I had. Mario RPG is one of my all-time favorite games. It is not a great RPG in any sense of the words, but it is batshit fun. Mario Wonder is not an innovative platformer, but it is insanely fun.
I feel like you don't have to say that about Mario Odyssey or Mario RPG, of just like, you have to take them as their own thing that's like divorced from, like, you know, criticism, because I think those games stand on their own. I think Mario RPG has enough unique things it's bringing to RPGs, and Mario Odyssey is bringing tons of stuff to 3D platformer, and then this one comes out, it's like, well, this one's not, but we can't call it. It's like, that's why I'm like, I don't know.
I feel again, like that's a weird thing. I could also be like, this game sucks because it took cool ideas from other things.
And that's the thing, like, if you haven't played those games, I'll bet this game is, like, freaking mind-blowing if you have not played games for, like, a long time. Like, if this somebody's, like, first Mario game or first platform, like, this game would just be, like, absolutely freaking bonkers. This is just, like, that's long and short of it, how I felt about it. So I felt bored. I think that was kind of thing. I just felt kind of bored.
That's so weird, because I don't think I felt bored at any point in this game, because...
No, I believe it, yeah.
Because it's that sense of something new. I love there being something new. Mm-hmm. Even if it was something I've seen before, it was something I've seen before, but not in this game.
Mario, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like WarioWare, where it's like, I've seen a lot of these dumb little minigame type ideas before. I've flipped things up. Yeah. I've connect dots before. I haven't done it in this way, in this package, this way looking. It's kind of like that to me, almost like a mini game collection where it's like, we took from some Mario Party. We took some from, I don't know, Fusion Frenzy. We took some from Sonic Shuffle. We took them from all these other things and made this new
mini game. Some little Big Planet stuff in there as well.
Exactly. But ultimately, I think total package, I had more fun with this than most other games I played in the last year. Like, this game just constantly had a smile on my face, constantly had me thinking, oh, fun. Mm. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll do one more. The levels are quick and simple. Very short for Mario levels, too, which I think is maybe a little bit of a ding on it, but I don't want to get more negative.
I actually didn't have any problems with that. I actually liked the difficulty. I thought the hard levels were pretty hard, and most levels were pretty breezy.
Oh, interesting.
But they were breezy, like, in an interesting way. I do think the game, like, moment to moment, some of the standard level design, I think the standard level design, actually, just the standard Mario stuff, has more interesting level design than, like, previous Mario games.
That's
and there's
true.
Just the Wonder stuff. It's like, that's when I disliked it, because I felt it was pulling from other stuff. The standard Mario design level is like, oh, actually, there's some clever stuff in here that I haven't seen before, which I liked. Yeah.
I could see that. But there you go. There's two different takes on it. I feel like it's very rare that we have one, like, contentious like this. I feel like we're normally both fairly on the same side of things. So,
yeah. Interesting. That's true. Unless we want to re-review Hi-Fi Rush.
I have issues with Hi-Fi Rush.
I know you do.
we can go back through that one, because I think. Yeah. Anyway, that's a different discussion. But we are Workforce Gaming. Leave a comment below. Subscribe to our channel, or you can support us on Ko-fi on the link in the description below. We'll see you later.
Bye.